LGBTQ rights have come a long way this past decade, but Illinois legislators aren't done just yet.
Our work doesn't stop with passing that one bill. And I know we've got a long road ahead of us.
That's Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Thursday, April 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Representative Darren LaHood says the COVID-19 vaccine offers the best path back to normalcy. Tim Shelley reports.
Republican Congressman Darren LaHood says he's now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But for those hesitating to roll up their sleeves, he says not to take his word for it.
Don't listen to me as a politician or an elected official. You ought to listen to your medical professional. Whoever your doctor is, maybe you talk to a nurse, talk to your medical professionals. Those are the people that understand the science. They understand this vaccine. They understand the pandemic, and they're the ones recommending that.
An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll conducted earlier this month shows vaccine hesitancy runs highest among Republican men. The second most hesitant group includes people who voted for Donald Trump for president in 2020. But LaHood says society can't return to normal until enough people get vaccinated to build up herd immunity.
It's the best thing that we can do to get the economy back on track, get our kids back in school, get our businesses open back up.
He also praised the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine distribution efforts. LaHood gives credit for vaccine development to Operation Warp Speed, a Trump-era initiative, but he said Biden has managed to roll out well.
Passing off to the Biden administration, the number one thing that they are responsible for is getting the vaccine out, and I think they're doing a good job with that, right? The more that we can get the vaccine produced and get it distributed in an efficient and effective way, the better. I think that's being done.
The Tri-County region is opening up universal vaccine eligibility to people ages 60 and older starting next Monday. That opens up statewide on April 12th. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Daily COVID-19 vaccinations are on the rise again in the Tri-County. Figures updated Wednesday show Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties adding more than 4,100 shots in the past day. That's well above the area's average of 2,460 over the past week. And outgoing Peoria Mayor Jim Artis has some advice for his successor. Stay conservative on your spending priorities in the upcoming budget. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Democratic lawmakers serving Peoria at both the state and federal levels are putting their support behind a variety of LGBTQ bills. Community members are sharing what those bills would mean to them. Christine Hatfield has more on a virtual town hall to highlight the continuing fight for LGBTQ rights.
The town hall comes as trans people in particular find themselves under attack in states across the nation. States such as Arkansas and Tennessee are passing bills that would effectively ban gender-affirming care for trans youth and prevent them from taking part in school athletics. But State Senator David Kaler says he's not worried because of the Democratic supermajority in both chambers of the General Assembly. And he says he doesn't see LGBTQ rights in Illinois being rolled back anytime soon.
We don't have to worry about going backwards on this thing as long as we continue to have people with open minds and open hearts taking office.
Kaler says he wants to keep Illinois a leader in expanding LGBTQ rights. And Illinois legislators are proposing multiple bills in the General Assembly that would make a difference for the community. One of those bills would decriminalize HIV. Merrill Cole is a queer studies professor at Western Illinois University. He describes himself as a 32-year survivor of HIV. He says he remembers how stigmatized the virus and AIDS used to be.
I remember vividly how people with HIV were mistreated 30 years ago, not only by general American society, but also by various government entities.
Under current state law, it's still a crime to engage in certain behaviors without disclosing an HIV-positive status. Senator Kaler says he remembers the height of the pandemic, and he says he's surprised the state legislature hasn't taken action sooner.
It was still a really scary endeavor, and they just the number of deaths that had occurred was astounding.
A different bill would allow trans people to change the gender on their birth certificates without needing a doctor's letter. Lars Avis is the secretary of Peoria Proud. The group was one of the town hall's sponsors. Avis says official documents should reflect who trans people are.
The gender marker on the birth certificate is the one that they assign you when you're a baby. You're not really consulted about what gender you identify as when you're born.
He says many trans people aren't able to see a doctor, let alone one who's gender affirming.
As a trans person, I can accurately speak to my own gender and my gender marker without having a letter from a medical professional saying that I'm allowed to change my gender marker in my documentation.
If passed and signed into law, the bill would mark the second major change to the birth certificate gender change process in recent years. Up until 2018, trans people in Illinois were required to undergo gender confirmation surgery in order to make that change. Meanwhile, the fight for national LGBTQ rights continues in Washington, D.C. U.S. House Representative Sherry Bustos says she will continue to advocate for the LGBTQ community in Congress. Bustos says nobody should be treated differently from anybody else because of who they love.
I believe that every Illinoisan deserves fairness under the law and is entitled to the same civil rights protections regardless of their sex, their sexual orientation, or gender identity.
Last month, Bustos voted in favor of the Equality Act, which would fully protect the LGBTQ community under civil rights law. That would mean protections against discrimination in areas such as employment, housing, and education. But Bustos says that's just part of what the LGBTQ community needs.
Our work doesn't stop with passing that one bill. And I know we've got a long road ahead of us.
As for State Senator Kaler, he says Illinois has come a long way on LGBTQ acceptance in the last decade.
Thank goodness we have moved light years ahead on this thing. I don't know what took us so long, but thank goodness we've at least come this far.
He says that progress is something to be celebrated. I'm Christine Hatfield.
And an update on one of those bills. The Equality Act has passed the U.S. House in February. No action has been taken on it yet in the Senate. And before we let you go, Cornstalk Theater presents Storytime. Enjoy the newest episode tonight at 6 on their Facebook or YouTube page. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.